Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity at our Relevant Radio Green Bay studios.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. At this Mass, we especially unite our prayers with the homebound, those in prison, and those unable to attend Mass in person. For those who are able, we encourage you to receive our Eucharistic Lord at your local parish, and remember to observe your Sunday obligation. And our gathering hymn today is Come Christians Join to Sing.
Come Christians Join to Sing. Alleluia, amen. Loud praise to Christ our King. Alleluia, amen. Let all with heart and voice before His throne rejoice. Praise is His gracious choice. Alleluia, amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
The Lord be with you. My dear brothers and sisters, as we gather together this day to celebrate these sacred mysteries of our faith, we're also celebrating the memorial of St. Adalbert, bishop and martyr. And now as we gather before this altar, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, seeking forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you are the way that leads to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you are the good shepherd who leads the flock. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you have come in word and sacrament. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. O God, who bestowed the crown of martyrdom on the bishop, St. Adalbert, as he burned with zeal for souls, grant, we pray, by his prayers, that the obedience of the flock may never fail the shepherds, nor the care of the shepherds be ever lacking to the flock. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Those who had been scattered by the persecution that arose because of Stephen went as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but Jews. There were some Cypriots and Cyrenians among them, however, who came to Antioch and began to speak to the Greeks as well, proclaiming the Lord Jesus. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful in the Lord in firmness of heart, for he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. And a large number of people was added to the Lord. Then he went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a large number of people, and it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
All you nations, praise the Lord.
All you nations, praise the Lord.
His foundation upon the holy mountains the Lord loves, the gates of Zion more than any dwelling of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God.
All you nations, praise the Lord.
I tell of Egypt and Babylon among those who know the Lord, of Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia, this man was born there. And of Zion they shall say, one and all were born in her, and he who has established her is the Most High Lord.
All you nations praise the Lord.
They shall note, when the peoples are enrolled, this man was born there, and all shall sing in their festive dance, my home is within you.
All you nations praise the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them and they follow me. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter. And Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, how long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I shared with my folks at the morning mass, we are near the midway point of our journey through this Easter season. As you know, Easter is 50 days long, from Easter Sunday to Pentecost. And so today is day 24 of the Easter season. Tomorrow is day 25. And then we begin the fun downhill slope into Pentecost and stuff. So the first couple of weeks of Easter, our gospel reading have been focusing on the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, and communion. And so now these next couple of days, we're basically going to be looking at beautiful images of who Jesus is and our relationship with him. So like yesterday, today, the Good Shepherd. And then I believe tomorrow is the vines and the branches, and the day after that is the light of the world. But I could be wrong, so I'm going to keep you all in suspense, and you got to come back tomorrow and find out. But then on Friday is when we begin the farewell discourse from John's gospel, and that's going to lead us right into Pentecost and stuff. So these are beautiful days of Jesus revealing who he is, even though the Jewish leaders didn't quite understand it, and Jesus is trying to get it into their skulls. You know, this is who I am, you know. I am the shepherd. I'm calling my people, and they need to listen to me, and you should change your ways and listen to me as well. But as we know, pride got the best of them. And it's a reminder for us in our own faith lives, in our own faith journeys. Are we listening to the voice of the Lord every day of our lives? Think about that. You know, he calls us in some way every day, and he invites us to follow him. How does he invite us to follow him? Well, simple. By loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, body, and strength, by loving our neighbors as ourselves, forgiving those who have hurt us, praying for our enemies and our persecutors, taking care of the poor and the needy. That is how we listen to the voice of the Lord. And for those of you listening on the radio can't see right now, but those of you maybe watching on the app, you'll see I'm wearing the red vestments because we're celebrating Adalbert. a martyr and a bishop. And I was debating before Mass today. I thought, well, it's also the feast of St. George. And I thought, well, should I do St. George? So I do St. Adalbert. And I thought, I'll do Adalbert. We never really get to hear about Adalbert. And George, we don't know much about. All we know is that he was a martyr for the faith in the early 300s, and then all these legends rose up about him. But basically, Adalbert, he's a beautiful example of a shepherd who followed in the footsteps of the Good Shepherd, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, the interesting story about Adalbert is he is actually from Bohemia, modern-day Czech Republic. He was of nobility, born around the year 957. But the thing is, he was a later convert to the faith. Adalbert wasn't his original name. That was the name he chose when he was baptized by the bishop Adalbert, who taught him the faith, and apparently must have liked the name that he wanted it also. And being a new convert to the faith, he felt the call of the Lord to also to be a shepherd of the people. So he was ordained a priest, and he was made a bishop when he was only 25 years old. Think about that. New convert, priest, and boom, you're a bishop. And he was made bishop of Prague. And Prague wasn't really a Catholic area at that time. It was still a lot of paganism going on. And so he strove to bring the people into the faith. He strove to help them to grow in love for the Lord, to teach them the gospel and help them change their ways. Well, the nobility class didn't like him because he was challenging them, kind of like Jesus with the leaders of the people, the Jewish people and stuff, and so they sought to kill him. So what he did is he kind of ran away to Rome, and while in Rome, he joined the Benedictines, and then the Benedictines said, well, we're going to send you back to Prague because we want you to be teach the gospel there. So he did. He went back to Prague out of obedience to shepherd the people. And then he went up into Pomeranian, up into what is now modern Poland, to teach the faith up there. And when he was about 40 years old, he was martyred for the faith because some of the nobility up there didn't like him, and they didn't like the message he was proclaiming. But the main thing is he didn't give up. He strove to teach the faith. He strove to be a faithful shepherd of the church, following in the footsteps of the Good Shepherd. He's one who heard the voice of the Lord and followed. And he called out to others to follow as well. Beautiful witness of faith, my friends. And so that's why I say, you know, in your own faith life, are you listening to the voice of the Lord? He's calling us all to holiness. He's calling us and inviting us to follow in his footsteps. Are we truly following, or have we turned our backs on him? And so as we get ready to enter into the second half now of our Easter season and our Easter celebration, let us keep opening our ears to the Lord. Let us listen to his voice, and let us follow in his footsteps. I invite you to please stand. And trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world.
For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and for an increase in holy vocations, that all those called may courageously realize God's will for their lives, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all Christians, that they may come to know Jesus more fully through the Eucharist and other sacraments, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those suffering from chronic illness or pain, that they will be granted patience and peace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the faithful departed, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For blessings on Bishop James Wall, who celebrates his Episcopal anniversary on Sunday, in thanksgiving for his service to the Diocese of Gallup and the Church, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts, and we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite hearts, may be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice and sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash, O Lord, my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. As we venerate the passion of your martyr, Adalbert, grant that through this sacrifice, O Lord, we may proclaim worthily the death of your only begotten Son, who, not content with encouraging the martyr by word, strengthened him likewise by example, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. And the Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation at all times, to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For with the old order destroyed, a universe cast down is renewed, and integrity of life is restored to us in Christ. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic host sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. May the blood of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. How precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his holy ones. Alleluia. Thank you. Let us pray. We have received your heavenly gifts, rejoicing at this feast day, O Lord. Grant, we pray, that we who in this divine banquet proclaim the death of your Son may merit to be partakers with the holy martyrs in his resurrection and his glory, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon central. And the Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. Enter thou, O Prince of Heavenly Hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. The prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifferences by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at noon central on Relevant Radio. Video stream of the Mass on the Relevant Radio app and at relevantradio.com.